Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Of course, you can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. And make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. We had to run. We're running a little long tonight. I'm just warning you now. We've got four people on hold. We'll try and get as many calls in. If you don't get on this block, we will be taking calls again at 8:45. David, thank you for sitting on hold. You're on the John Whitmer Show.
Hey, good evening, John. How's it going?
Oh, Dave Thorne from the Sedgwick County Republican Party. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm excited. We're in campaign season again, John.
You know, I keep reminding people of that, and people go, well, what, huh? Is it already? But, you know, I think a lot of times people forget these spring elections. In fact, I saw you guys, your email, the newsletter that came out. You've got the next county party meeting is, what, this Thursday, and you've got a bunch of Republican candidates running for offices in Sedgwick County that are going to come, right?
That's right. That's right. We've been working with all these candidates. It is campaign season, although there won't be very many primaries in August. Turnout's usually really low these years, these off-year elections. So we're trying to get a chance to introduce these candidates at our next party meeting this Thursday night, let people get to meet them, and give the candidates a chance to work on their pitches, work on their describing why they're running and what their beliefs really are.
Well, and you know, you mentioned turnout. That is, sadly, sometimes that's how some of these people ask, how did that, you know, so-and-so get elected? Well, sometimes on these local elections, it's because of the spring elections. You know, people talk a while back, the mayor's election, I think, had 11% voter turnout. It's gotten better recently, but it's still bad. And I think you're right. And the only way that we can ensure that we get solid Republican candidates at the school board level, at the city council level, and, you know, next year we get to the mayor's race, is going to be making sure that folks get energized, that they get informed, that they come to meetings like yours and meet candidates and ask questions. If you're not informed, I don't blame you for not voting. In fact, I don't want you to vote if you're not informed.
Well, I'll tell you, even with better turnout, you're looking at probably only 20% this November. In comparison, last year, of course, unprecedented numbers, 75% turnout.
Right.
So 20% is not very many voters. That is less than we usually see in a election year primary turnout, like in 2020, 2018, in the primaries. You'll see close to 27 to 30%. 20% in a general is very low. And the best part about the process we're doing now is it's much more open and transparent, John. We believe government should be transparent, so we're helping candidates run their elections, their campaigns the same way.
And they should. You know, I know the mayor's been pushing for his, you know, election reform and his ethics policy, but that kind of stuff isn't the answer. The answer is just making sure that the voters hold these candidates accountable. Ask those questions. You know, if you want to know if your school board candidate supports boys playing on girls' sports teams, ask them. If you want to know if they support critical race theory being taught, ask them. Because, and if they lie, well, then you know what they, you know the answer to your question. I, you know, that newsletter that you sent out was really good. You guys also pointed out information on the May tax revenues. And it seemed to me, just looking at the email, it seemed to me that the picture looks like 2021 is a little bit better than 2020. But it just, and I also could tell from the numbers that you shared that we're relying on, again, on individuals. And so you've got tax, you know, heavy tax burden on the individual. And of course, that's not sustainable. And then on top of that, the state keeps increasing spending. So if we don't start driving, growing our economy and growing jobs, this isn't sustainable at a state level, is it?
It is not. Or Wichita. Look, John, less people left Wichita during the pandemic than they left other cities of the similar size. And we jumped up in the ratings for a good city to be at, to live in, to raise a family and have a job. But now we're putting all the weight of these additional pandemic spendings on the individual. We're seeing the effects of having a Democrat governor with liberal limiting policies and, like you said, spending.
Yep.
So the result is we're going to feel the pinch of the pandemic several years from now, whereas in states with more conservative governors, they're going to get past the pinch of the pandemic by the end of this year. That's a lot of life to be here. And so what we're going to see is less migration to Wichita, to Kansas, more migration away from.
Away. Yeah.
And that's something you and I do not want to see.
No, I remember when we had Kristi Noem on the show, and you know, she talked about, for example, the fact that South Dakota never took the expanded unemployment benefits. We're still waiting for Governor Kelly to make up her mind whether or not she's going to take to continue taking them. At this point, they're going to expire before she makes up her decision. It shows where her mindset. Yeah, she's going to let.
She is not leading from the front. She's not even going to upgrade the unemployment system for another year at least, even though she told us months ago after losing $700 million of scams that she would upgrade them, John.
Yep.
That she is not going to lead from the front. So we have to do everything we can at the local level to lead from the front. And that's what we're committed to.
Well, and that's why elections matter. That's why, you know, getting involved and getting, you know, behind candidates. For those who are interested, I just looked it up. It's Thursday the 17th from 6:30 to 8 at the Wichita Area Builders Association. And if folks are interested, they need to go to sedgwick.gop. They can find out more information, sign up for your newsletter, volunteer, donate, do all that stuff there. Right, brother?
The time is now. It's not next year. It's not in the fall. It's moving right now. So please reach out. Please get involved.
Thanks, David. Appreciate you. We'll take a break. Stick around. After the top of the hour break, we'll talk about how OSHA is whitewashing the dangers of the COVID-19 vaccine. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.